streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Floyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, The Streets Don't Love You Back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide.
Backed by popular demand. Backed by popular demand. Backed by popular demand. Backed by popular demand. Detroit. Backed by popular demand. Cincinnati. Backed by popular demand. Arizona. Backed by popular demand. Get your ballroom on. Get your ballroom on. Get your ballroom on. Backed by popular demand. Backed by popular demand. Backed by popular demand. Detroit. Get your ballroom on. Cincinnati. Get your ballroom on. Arizona. Get your ballroom on. California. Get your ballroom on. Back by popular demand. Back by popular demand. Back by popular demand. Back by popular demand. Get your ballroom on. Get your ballroom on. Everybody around the world. Get your ballroom on. Back by popular demand. Back by popular demand. Back by popular demand. Your man Rob Boyd, baby, I'm back. Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we got a great show for you today. Welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show, hottest show around the world. Been doing this thing 11 straight years, and we got a great guest on the show tonight, my homeboy Ronald, and he's going to tell you some great things, and he also going to tell you some things that's going to make you think about your life out there. So without further ado, we're going to bring my main man on the air. Hey, hey, Ronald, can you hear us?
Can you hear me back?
Welcome to the show, man. Yes, sir. Welcome to the show, man.
Me.
How you feeling today? Oh, man.
I'm
it's
feeling
a blessing,
tight, man.
I
had a long day at work. Now getting ready to enjoy dinner with the wife.
Oh, man, that sounds like a winner. So we ain't going to hold you that long. Just want to ask you, go ahead and formally introduce yourself, and then we'll get straight into the interview.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ron. My name is Ron LaCorey. I'm out here in Arizona, loving and living life to the fullest. Come from California, San Diego, where my past led me to an interesting topic for you guys tonight.
My man. So we're going to get right into it, Ron, and I'm going to ask you, what led you into a life of crime, and what led you to that 27 calendars?
Well, it was a long story. You know, I don't name names. I won't name names. Let's just say I took a path where I was younger, raising up from a broken family and basically living on the street. Took to the street to where I knew things were, and it led me into a life that I later paid for.
My man. And give these youngsters, Ron, a little example on
certain things that led up to that 27 years?
Well, Rob, you know, and listeners, for me, back then I was young and I was unaware of what the word choices mean. And you know what I mean by that? Yeah. You know, when we're young, we have an outlook and we're thinking about a situation or a lifestyle, you know, it's at that moment that we embark on a choice. You know, do I get down how I am and what I know, or do I stop and think about the consequences? Most times we don't think about those consequences. And, you know, I don't want to put nobody down. I want nobody to take my message the wrong way. In the past, I'm going to admit it, just like a recovering alcohol would admit. I was banging. I was living in that lifestyle. But I think what the difference for me back then to today is I never thought about the consequences. And again, that's that word choice is what comes up, you know. And when we're young, we don't stop and think of that word, that choice, that decision-making moment in your mind, in your heart, in your life. Not to nobody's side. I'm not going to knock it. Because everybody in life, they step out and they venture out into a lifestyle. Mine cost me 27 years, y'all. Made a choice at that time, in that moment. Ran with it, never thought about the consequence, first foremost. And I'm not trying to minimize or play up the side of the lifestyle. Yes, it's lucrative. Yes, it's alluring. Yes, there's that power. There's that attraction to the opposite side. All that comes with it, man. But all that is a quick life, and it has a cost with it. You know, again, choice. It's that choice word. So I didn't look at it then. I wasn't wise enough. I wasn't educated enough, or maybe I was just trapped up into those moments of lust that life offered. And I got down. I went in 110%, but believe me, y'all, when you venture out there, if you don't look at the choice, to the consequence, there's going to be a sacrifice.
And I definitely agree with that, Ron. You know, you got a lot of young homies out here, man, that ain't looking at that choice factor, like you said, and along with a lot of the homegirls, too. We look at that right now thing. You know, we want this right now. We want $100,000 right now. You know, we don't want to work for that. We want to grab that and just live, you know. But it's a short-lived situation that me and you both know so much about. It's a short-lived situation. And when you get in that gate and that judge say, you know what, son or young lady, you got 100 years to do or you got 30 years to do. When the judge told you your time, what did you say to yourself when he hit that hammer and told you what you had to do, Ron?
Oh, man. Let's see. It's 33 years forward. I'm going to go back. Homie, I was 26 years old. And when they spit those words at me, I was like, I didn't even register. It was just like, you know, being a product of that environment, you know, living that lifestyle. Boom. It's okay. So this is my ride. This is my turn. And when that gavel dropped, I was like, what the fuck did they just – oh, excuse me. What did they just say? What did they just say? But it didn't hit me. The totality of it didn't take effect until that day I walked in the gate. When I walked through that gate and I got on the inside and I took a look and I said, Lord, Lord. This is a ride. This is, what did I do? It was, I really couldn't put into words how it affected me. But until I was really, when I got sent off to the most heinous United States penitentiary in the federal system, and it's now a smooth program for the most disruptive, the violent of the violent inside. But approaching that, it was just like my whole world was collapsing, and I'm taking a look at, this is a whole different lifestyle now you got to take a look at. And then we could get into the little logistics of that, on the impact of it, how it does to the psyche and the mind and your outlook. Because, you know, at first when you have an identity thing, I don't know about most of y'all listeners. Me, you know, even growing up from a young in a neighborhood that was multicultural, I had never been a racial person, and that's not my style. I have grandbabies that are African American, and I love them to death. I got friends same way. I got Asian friends, love them to death. Natives, Mexicans. My point being, man, when you go into that barrier, there's a lifestyle that you have to be. It's dictated upon. Your whole world just turns upside down. And, you know, depending upon the geological area that you're in, and I'm not trying to diss no side or that or this, but we all know the games. We can look at the times. You know, I'm going to pause for a second just on this. You can look at the times back in the 80s and the 70s and the 60s when you come up to the 2000s that we're in now, and the way the world's running, it's just strange. There's a lot of hate. There's a lot of misdirection. There's a lot of evil happening, and getting back to the inside, those lines are drawn for you because that's the way they are for safety of the whatever. However, it's not a pleasing environment to live in, to be told what to do, when to do it, how to do it.
Right.
I mean, that's, you know,
a whole different ball game, period, you know?
It is.
And
it is. It's.
How long did it take you to adapt, Ron, when you first got in the gates? How long did it? Because you know how when you're young, just like me, when you're young, you still buck wild, you know what I mean, still making moves. And how long did it take you to calm down and get with the program?
Well, out here in the civilized, so-called civilized world we're living in today, but the world, in the citizen world, it's vast to move around and creep on. But being in there, I think my experience of wake up was, and granted, I didn't start at Gladiator School and work my way up. I went straight to where the big boys were, and I think it was the first incident that I saw pleasantly happen in front of my eyes over a chow hall seat. And I'm here to tell y'all that man's life ended right there that day in that chow hall. And the impact it had on me was pretty profound. And again, I come from the street in that lifestyle, that gangster lifestyle. But inside, it's a different, you know, you get thrown to the wolves. It's a different situation. It humbled me quick. I took a look and said, this is for real. Life has just changed, and there's a different set of circumstances of living that you better come to adapt to, because, you know, Darwin's theory, you know, you adapt by your environment. It was prevalent. It was very prevalent that day.
My man.
So yeah.
You know?
That's,
what advice would you give these young kids, Ron? What advice would you give the young people now that with their chest stuck out and thinking they that guy? You know, what advice would you give them when they hit behind them walls?
You know, today in the times and the life that we're living, and even if I look back on my life when I was coming up, it's all about choices, you know, and the And at the end of the day, man, you got to make the right one. You have to think about it. It's to just react and do something on an impulse is one thing, but to jump in and embark on something, what I'm saying is it's all right to be just who you are in the world, who you are by yourself, doing the right thing by the right people. Just remember, it isn't just you suffering when you make that choice. Your family does with you. I'm going to let you all know, while I was in, I lost both my mother and father. Wish I could have been at their side. And I was selfish enough to make my choice to do what I wanted to do and never thought about the consequences that came with it. But, you know, you could be that tough dude, that tough little youngster, that yeah, we'll get down, dude, but make it for the right reasons. Don't throw your life away on an impulse. Think about the choice that you're about to make. And if you can walk from point A back to B, to see no disruption and no hump in the road or bump, make it a smooth path. Don't complicate your life, because there's a whole world they're looking to hand it out. And then you got to live with them consequences when you come back home. And it don't end there. You know, you'll be profiled. People will judge you. You know, I'm privileged for the life I have today, for the lessons that I learned yesterday. And
man.
Yes, sir.
So that's beautiful, Ron. And I just want to thank you, man, for coming on the show and speaking on what you had to speak on. And I know it's been a long day for you. Just send our love and all that to your missus, man. And we just love that you came home. You're doing the right thing. And that's what it's about, man, just trying to live the best way we can now that we're older. And like you said, choices is always something that we have to take a look at, because that choice is what's going to determine what route you're going to go at that moment, you know. So any last words, Ron?
Yeah, in parting, man, I think that what you and Licinia are doing for the youth, man, you're spreading the right message. You're spreading love. You're spreading trying to make your people come up, do right, you know, live the life that you were supposed to enjoy, what this world is created by. And I want to thank you for inviting me to this show to share my little experience. My last parting words, I will say this. From what I lost and how I looked at life, would I have done things different? Oh, you betcha. My choices would have been complete. I would have viewed my choices differently. So to you youngsters, just take a look deep in your heart and grab your choices and run with them. If they're right and you live good, you're going to have a good life. Rob, thank you for having me on.
Hey, man, it's a blessing to have you, man. You go ahead and eat that good dinner that the wifey got for you, and keep doing what you're doing, man. And we send much love to both of y'all.
Love to you and yours.
All right, man. Have a good one now. Thanks for coming on. Peace.
You as well. Peace.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that was my man Ron. And hope you got some out of that message Ron just shot, you know. And 27 years, a long walk. And educating our youth against gangs, drugs, violence, and abuse is what me and my wife's organization do, the Streets Don't Love Your Back organization. And once again, I want to say welcome home to my homeboy, White Boy Rick. He just came off of 32 years. And him and his queen, Michelle, is members of the Streets Don't Love Your Back organization, where they educate as well, you know. So peace and love. God bless. Get involved with our organization. Log on to our website, www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. Much love. Peace.